Everyone, we're up to Simon Nun Gimel, up to Sif Chaf Gimel. We are getting towards the end of this long Simon of who is appropriate to be the Chazan, how to appoint a Chazan. So now we have it. We are good. They want to appoint a Chazan. We want to know who pays for the Chazan. Who is in charge of paying for this Chazan? They're going to bring it to the Shul. Says the Mechaber over here, Schar Shia Tzibor Porim Mikupat HaKahal. You pay it from the Kupat HaKahal, which is the Kupat HaKahal. Abel Pisha Shia Tzibor Motzi Adal Kosher. Even though the Shia Tzibor is going to be Motzi poor people, just like rich people, equally, is Motzi everyone in the Shul, all equally. Nevertheless, we call Malkum Ein Yadani Masegas Kosher. Nevertheless, when you take from the Kupat HaKahal, obviously the rich people are giving more to the Kupat HaKahal than the poor people. And therefore, if you're going to take from the Kupat HaKahal, you're going to be the rich people are going to be paying more for the Shliat Tzibor, even though they're getting equal amount for the Shliat Tzibor as the poor people do. So the Mechaber over here is that really the rich people, they give more money for the Shliat Tzibor than the poor people. The Ramah says over here, he disagrees. He says, "V'yesh Omri, she'govin chatzil lefi mamon v'chatzil lefi nafashas v'chein hu minag ha'kihilos." He says the minag amongst the kihilos is that you split it half-half. Half of the money goes really, according to the rich people, are going to take basically half. The other half, they're going to split equally amongst the rich and the poor people. They'll take the 50%. The rich people will take care of that. And the second 50%, they'll split up amongst all the people of the congregation, and that's how they all split it up. It goes halfway and halfway. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Because there is a svar, at the end of the day, there is a svar to say that the poor people, they require the chazan just as much as the usher. So why do the usher have to spend more money? However, on the other side, at the end of the day, the rich people are going to be more inclined to want to hire a better chazan, to get a chazan who's got a nice voice, to get a better chazan, it's going to cost more money, so they're going to end up spending more money on the chazan. The poor people would want the more pashut chazan and pay less money. So therefore, even though they're going to get the more expensive chazan, those rich people will pay half. That will go towards the extra amount of the chazan, and the poor people, they'll pay the other half, which is anyways they're going to have to pay for the chazan. That's the way that the Mechaber and the Ramah would set it up. The Mechaber would go more towards the Ashirim. The Ramah says 50-50. At the end of the day, the Aruch HaShulchan points out, nowadays, basically, we go according to membership. People pay membership fees. You take out the membership fees. That's how you pay the Rav of the Shul. That's how you pay the Chazan of the Shul. That's how we poor people will nowadays. Therefore, this halacha really does not so shaykh. But if you're looking towards of how much be'ekaron someone should be paying for each, that's how you are. Aruch HaShulchan is over here in Siv Katan Chaf Gimel. Now, moving on to Siv Chav Dal. Sibor should tzrichin liskor Ravu Shliat Tzibor. You need a Rav and you need a Shliat Tzibor. You got a new Shul. And you have to get a Rav, and you need a Shliat Tzibor. However, there's not really enough money for both. What are you going to do? You need a Shliat Tzibor, obviously, to represent and mimotzi the Tzibor. And you need the Rav, obviously, for all the things that the Rav has to do. They ain't biyadam k'tei schar shneim. They do not have enough money in order to pay both of them. So, imhu Rav muvak v'gadol b'torah, if he's a great Rav, he's a Rav muvak, and he's a gadol b'torah, ubaki bora, and he knows how to paskin alach l'laisa, who called him? Then you should buy the Rav, you should pay the Rav, and get a Rav of the shul, even though you're not going to have a chazan, it's going to know how to motzi the tzibor as well. Nevertheless, vim la'av, shliat tzibor kodem. If the Rav's just a stam, regular rabbi, he doesn't know really so much halacha l'maisa, he's not the Rav Gadol who muvak Torah, then the chazan is going to come first. That is the psak over here and the mecha. When I first learned this, I thought to myself, I thought, davar pashit, l'chor, this is only talking about back in the day. The shliat tzibor used to have a much more meaningful position when people didn't know how to daven themselves. The shliat tzibor had to be motzi the tzibor. So if you didn't have a shliat tzibor, coming to shul without a good shliat tzibor was for some people for naught. However, nowadays, where we're Baruch Hashem Bekiyin and we know how to daven ourselves, we have printed Sidurim, and therefore the Shliat Tzibor's involvement in the shul is much less than it used to be. L'chor, even just the Pashat Rav, who knows the answer, a little Basar B'chalov, a little bit of Shabbos, a little bit of this, that would be much more important. To inspire the nation, that would be much more important. Baruch Hashem, I found it afterwards. In the Sefer Chaim Moshe quotes the Sefer Marzia, who says this beferish that nowadays, where the Shliat Tzibor is not really motzi the Tzibor. Yes, his Kaddish, Baruch Hu, might be have a nice voice, so it's nice for the Tzibor, but the Shliat Tzibor is much less important. Therefore, even a Rav is not so good. You need a Rav of the Shul. Not a Rav of the Shul. We're lost without the Rav of the Shul. And that's what the Ber Halacha talks at length over here. Look inside Ber Halacha, Dibur Mashal, Shliat Tzibor. Second line, and he says, M'yizeh Yira Adam. Godol achiyuv al kol ir liskor lem rav shiur lem mimitzas haTorah mishata ich lisnaik. Therefore, every city, and for that matter nowadays, even every shul, you have to have a rav who knows halacha and knows how to lead the congregation. I want to add another caveat. Not only he has to know halacha, he has to have yir shemayim, which doesn't necessarily go hand in hand in these days. You have to have a rav who has yir shemayim, who could lead the tzibur in the correct hashkafically and in the ways of the Torah. And so therefore the nation is not like blind people walking through the dark. Even if you're going to miss out on tefillah, because you're not going to have a good shliach. Nevertheless, the shliach of a rov is more important. Especially if the people of the city know how to daven themselves, that's going to be more important. This should cause you trembling in fear. Some of these cities that are outside the Medina, Shalem, Rav, Umar, Tzedek, Biran, they don't have a Rav in their city. It's a terrible sin. Even though they get a shochet, obviously they can have a good basar. Even though maybe the shochet knows a little bit. Well, they also have shchita, so they won't have treifos. But there's other shilas out there. What about Shabbos? What about Yontif? Hilchos Pesach, Hachamura, Vidine Tfila, Mikvah, Hilchos Nida, all these things that the Rav asked to Baskin. Hilchos Prati, Hilchos Nida, Ushardine Torah, Seno, Akadoshin, also all the other things that are about the Torah, the Parsha, and things like this, Musar, things like this that the Rav is very strong. Asher Yasa, Tam Adam, V'chai Behem. And then skip the brackets. The kol shekein sheishasochin lam shiasim refursam limenagin godol bad kama meos ruchas l'shana. And especially in these cities where they get the most fancy chazan because they got a very big name in the singing world, and they'll pay that guy thousands and thousands of dollars to come in and be the chazan once a month, whatever it might be. But when it comes to the rav, they don't have enough money for the rav. Okay, they get Joe Shmo, they get a little rav who's young, doesn't really know his stuff. That's a terrible thing. Skip all the way to then. It says, Sof Davar. They don't have a Rav who's going to be more than Darchi Hashem. And they come to Chil Shabbos and Chil Yontif and eating things they're not allowed to eat. And they come to other terrible sins like Krisos and like this. Hashem Yishmeru Me'anashim Ke'elo. So obviously, Kavachomer nowadays, where people know how to daven, they have a sitter. Better to have a rav. Better not to have a shul. Better to have a rav of the city who could tell you halachos, who could teach you things, then have a place there that you're going to be able to be here, kaddish and kedusha and things like this. You need to have a rav, and not only a rav, a good rav who really knows his congregation, who knows how to be madrich the congregation in the appropriate way. That's what comes out over here in the Sif Kaf Dal. Let's just throw through Sif Kaf Hey, and we'll come back with more ha'aras next time. Says the Mechaber Sif Kaf Hey. We don't take a chazan down from his job unless you find a psul. We learned earlier on that even if you have rimun ba'almi, even if you have rumors about him, then that was already bad for a chazan. So what's going on? As the Ramah points out, he says, "Ein misalkin otomi shum rimun ba'almi." You don't take him down because of rumors. Even though rumors start that he is with a Goya, chas v'shalom, Osha Masr Adam, or he gave over Jews to the local government, chas v'chalilo. Terrible things like that. Even though there's rumors, terrible, terrible rumors about the person, these things are not going to take him, remove him from being chas. Now, the pashit over here is the chilik between over here, what we saw in Sif Yud Tes, which even rumors about something you're not supposed to be a shliach tzibur, that's talking about appointing him lichatchila. To appoint a chazan lichatchila, even if there's rumors about him, you don't have to appoint him. It's good not to appoint. However, over here we're talking about someone who's the chazan already. He's already the shliach tzibur of this congregation. And now rumors start about him. We don't take him down just because of rumors ba'alma. Okay, you don't take him down because of rumors ba'alma. Not to appoint him lichatchila, that's a different story. Avalim bo, alav, eidim bazeh. But if you have Eidim, you have witnesses, and that's not just a rumor. You mamish Eidim over here, mavir, so then you take a down for these horrible things that he's done, that you would take him down, he would not be allowed to be the Shliach Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur, who is Shochet Ubodik. Shliach Tzibur, who is a Shochet Ubodik, lo yispal begadim atzoinu masrichim, he should not dive into those clothes. If he's a Shochet, or he's a car mechanic, whatever it might be, and his clothes are dirty and disgusting, he should not be the Shliach Tzibur in these dirty clothes. Not that these professions are bad, It just happens to be he cannot daven, and he has to change his clothes before being the shliach tzibur. Privately, also he should change his clothes, but for sure, if he's representing the tzibur, he would have to change his clothes. If he refuses to do it, then get rid of him. You know, he's not going to be able to be the shliach of the tzibur. And then, very careful, very interesting, a shliach tzibur menabel pif, a shliach tzibur who just nivel peh. He curses, he talks about girls, he talks about other inappropriate things that one is not allowed to talk about. Mikr, there's no heter for these things. O shemiranim bisharia nachr, or he sings gaisha songs. Memachin biyadr shalalasos kate, we protest against him not to do it. Vim eno shomeav marvirnoto, then we will take him down. Says, okay, then we'll get to this last part of the remote next time. Just to point out, I just want to end with this last thing, just to not hold you on. Wondering about these shirei nachrim. What does this mean? Someone who sings whatever it might be, whatever goyish is talking about, say he's not allowed to be the shliach tzibur. So not so fast. The Mishnah Berurah points out over here. Bishari nachrim sikat pei beis rotzalomar benigun shanachrim minagibo lavodas gululim shalahem. It's specifically talking about goyish songs that are sung for avodas zaras. You want to sing about Santa Claus? Things like this, Christmas carols, chas v'shalom, that's what it's talking about, that, chas v'shalom, to bring that into shul. And the shliach tzibur who sings these types of songs, even if he's not singing it, that person is not allowed to be the chazan, he's not. But to stam, sing regularly, I'm not saying it's a great idea. I'm not saying a great idea, but it doesn't sound like it could be mavir a chazan because he sings Simon Garfunkel, would not necessarily mean that you're not allowed to, he's not allowed to be the chazan. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Saul brings down over here. He says, Benigun the low milim ain't on the token garo, even though songs, goyish songs without words, singing just the nigun without words, does not so terrible. It's not kedai. I feel the shalom, he's nigun, he's scarred the shim of Avodah Zarah, even just to sing the nigun and the tunes that are made for Avodah Zarah purposes, those are not appropriate to do in the shul. It's not something that we bring into the shul, even though you're not saying the words of it, just a nigun. So even though we always know say, a nigun is not mekabel tumah, it's like, well, nigunim are meant for Avodah Zarah that one should stay away from, even as other nigunim sounds like, even if it's a nigun of goyim, would not be the end of the world. However, this you could take away with. Mangino shel goyim, hafilo shei minagim ba'am la'avodah zarah. Goyish songs, goyish music, even if it's not sung for Avodah Zarah, Osr l'shabchem, you're not allowed to say that's great music. You're not allowed to say, wow, that singer is a great singer. Why? Mishom lo sichanim. There's an Issa d'araisa of lo sichanim. You're not allowed to give compliments to goyim for no reason. Okay? If you're giving a compliment to your employer, or your employee because you want them to work better, so that's going to be fine. There's a reason why you're getting something benefit out of it. Okay? You have a cleaning lady, you want to say, wow, you're such a great cleaning lady, she's the best. Okay? That's going to be fine. You're going to say, yeah. But stop to praise musicians, or for that matter, athletes, for no purpose whatsoever. You can be over at Isser Doraisa of Lo Sichanim. Very good. Halacha Dalid. I did ask, one of the guys asked about, to ask the Rav Song, what would be about dead goyim? What about dead goyim? Are you allowed to praise, I don't know, Babe Ruth? Okay, Babe Ruth, are you allowed to pray loud? Babe Ruth was a great power hitter, whatever it might be. Would that be fine? He said he was not sure whether this applies by dead goyim or not, but for sure, for some goyim that are alive, it would be usher to do. Ad kan for today.